I'll be back in California and just keep training and training for football and training for golf. My most important golf tournament of the year, and then put the clubs away and get ready for training camp.
How's that golf game coming along? I mean, it's a frustrating game when you don't have time to play it all the time, right?
I'm better than Rob Domofsky, but other than that...
you won't play me, so that, you're ducking all the challenges.
Everybody. Yeah, it's frustrating.
Hey, it's Vince Lombardi's 100th birthday. Do you feel this presence around here? And do you, like I was talking to the players, we have a coach around here, like C.J. Wilson. Do you think about him at all?
Well, you can't help it. You see his face all over this place. And this is a special place to play because we've had so many names that are synonymous with the beginning of football and the emergence of football and the greatness of this franchise with, obviously Curly Lambeau and Vince were both on the top 20 all-time coaches by ESPN, and Vince was number one, no surprise. But, I think his legacy, the way they did things early on in this franchise is carried on, and that's why this is the premier franchise in the league.
And
his
coaching style?
How
have
those backup quarterbacks progressed, do you think, through the quarterback school and just these OTAs? How do you think those guys have been?
Well, I think Graham's done a great job. I think he's really improved. I think you saw it last year throughout the season as he became more comfortable. I look at him as being in the same spot that Flynn was when Flynn was in his last year with us. We're very confident in the offense, and it means more to him to be successful every day in practice. Like you saw, just a slight shift with Matt, and it was no surprise when Matt got a chance to play how well he played. Yeah, I think BJ has made some good improvements as well. He's blessed with a quarterback coach who stays on him, just like I had with Tom as a young player. I think Ben's done a great job of really getting those young guys ready. And Matt is, he's developing and coming along as well. So it's fun being in the room with those guys. They, they appreciate my opinion. It's wanted a little more. I enjoy being able to help those guys out, but they're very well coached as well.
Would Vince's coaching style work in this day and age, and how would you have felt to have him kind of guide you?
Well, I haven't talked to a whole lot of the guys about his day-to-day coaching style. I mean, you hear the stories about Bart coming over and asking, telling him this is the play that I think would work, and his response was to, get the ball in the end zone and make it work. And you appreciate that as a quarterback, the trust that he had, but he had a way of doing things, and it was running the football and kind of revolutionizing that part of the sweep game, and it worked for a long time. And I think when you're a great coach, it doesn't matter what era you coach in, you're going to be able to get the most out of your players and have success.
Aaron, what did you see from Eddie and Jonathan? And disappointed you didn't see more of Charles and Kevin.
Thanks for the names there. first names. I like the young running backs. I think they're different players. I mean, Eddie is a bigger back. He can bring some power in the run game. And you've seen Jonathan. I mean, he is a very shifty guy. He's got a lot of moves in the open field. He's a potential three-down back, I think, which gives us an interesting backfield look. And the young receivers, it's frustrating, I know, for them to be injured, but you got to give credit to the guys who've been out there and been playing. I think you've seen some good plays from Miles and Tyrone. I think they've stepped up and getting their opportunities, but it's going to be wide open. Once you get to training camp, we usually keep five receivers, and I think the top three are pretty set in stone, and there's a lot of guys fighting for those other two spots, so it should be interesting to see who comes out in training camp.
Coach talked about a higher sense of urgency this time around. Do you see it the same way, more so than in past years?
I think Coach is doing it, and he's leading by example. I think he has set the tone when we came back in April, and set the tone when we came back in May off our break. We sat down, we talked about the direction of the OTAs and what we, what we did last year didn't work, and what we'd like to see. And I think got to give him credit with the schedule and the tempo and setting a direction. He does a good job at that, and the guys have just followed his lead.
Going along with that urgency, you're a pretty competitive guy. Is there any way that you get your competitive fix in during these offseason activities or even during the summer?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I love talking a little trash to those guys out there in practice and trying to motivate them a little bit, but we've kind of been getting the best of the defense so far in the offseason, so I think we're pretty happy about that.
Hey, looking forward to see these guys with pads on and come training camp to find out and separate the men from the boys?
Without a doubt. That's a great point. I've tried to, wait to see with some of these guys because you've seen guys in the past look great in shorts and struggle in pads. I'm very confident that guys like Dayton Jones are going to look even better in pads. I think he's had a great spring. He's been everything we were hoping for, I think, and that's an exciting guy. Look at a guy like Johnny Jolly, seeing him back in pads, what he can do. And in some other positions where pads makes a big difference. You look at our big tight end who we brought in. I think him in pads, he's going to be a force outside blocking. And it'd be fun to see some of those young guys taking some hits.